Welcome to the Countless Screaming Argonauts Chronicles. One subject, two voices, 3 minutes each.
Starting now, I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies, lies. If you don't believe me now, you'll never believe me now.
Okay, here we go. Do you know the name Michael Kinsley?
I do.
Okay, he's a Time magazine writer.
He writes for Slate.
And he pissed me off this past week. He really pissed me off.
He did.
Because he wrote an article in this week's issue of Time magazine, and the name of the article was, How Many Blogs Does the World Need?
Well, I think...
And essentially
think
what he was saying... Well, you know, I think it should be N plus 1, the number of the population of the world plus one more.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, because basically what he's saying is, though, we have all these people who are writing, and it's just too much to read, and, you know, a lot of them are really crummy, and no, go away.
Well, I wondered what
the fact is. Podcasts or blogs are like the radio. You can turn them off. You don't have to read them. There's nothing there that says you have to read every single blog that's out there. If you don't like it, don't read it.
Right.
But leave us bloggers and leave us podcasters alone.
Well, but he's not actually advocating that we are limited in our ability to access the public airwaves or the public internet.
Well,
are we?
He was advocating that he was saying that there's just too many of them.
Yeah.
There's maybe one or two or possibly one or two dozen worth checking out. And that's it. I mean, that's what he's saying. Well, screw him. How many boring magazine writers do we need? How many overrated weekly news magazines do we need?
So we should send him a copy of this?
I think we should send him a copy of this show. We should send him copies of our blogs. I think we should make up a whole bunch more blogs and send them to him just for the hell of it.
I think you might be right. Dear Michael Kinsley, have you seen this?
I mean, don't you think that that's a bit obnoxious?
Well, yeah, there's a certain self-serving attitude about that, sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well,
that's what I thought.
I wish I could remember the name of the writer. We mentioned him earlier. He wrote a book called Here Comes Everybody, and that's the way the world is right now. We have public intertubes where you can just back up the truck and download a whole bunch of information. And, you know, the more interesting ones will rise to the top, and hopefully that'll be us because we got a lot of swag to sell.
Right. His closing line is, he said, but many readers may be reaching the point with blogs and websites that I reached a long time ago with the Sunday New York Times magazine, actively hoping there isn't anything interesting in there because then I'll have to take the time to read it. Well, screw you, buddy.
Well, there is not enough time to read everything that's interesting. But maybe...
But, Max, there isn't enough time to visit every country in the world. There isn't enough time to go to every good restaurant. There isn't enough time to do lots of things. So you take and you do some, and you enjoy them. And the ones that aren't enjoyable, you say, oh, that was pretty bad.
So you're telling me that we should celebrate the ability to pick and choose among...
Absolutely. That's why television cable boxes come with dials, with numbers at different stations, so you don't have to watch the same thing every night. You know where they do that, where you can only watch the same thing every night? Communist countries!
So we should say, yay for freedom, and if you don't want to listen to, you know,
go to China and blog over there.
I hate to agree with you, but I think I'm going to win this case because you're right. You know, if Michael Kinsley doesn't want to read your blog, you know, suck it up, Mike. Don't read it.
I think we should send him some of our CSA podcast
and I'm entirely serious
swag
about
stuff.
That. We should, at the very least, send him links to our better episodes, which, of course, that's going to be difficult to narrow down.
Right. Well, so he has to listen to 20 of them, that's all. The bastard.
Sorry, Mr. Kinsley, but you're wrong on this one. And try listening to the CSA podcast.
Now I'm telling the truth, I'm finished with lies, lies.